100 word stories.
Before you ask.
Okay.
We all drowned. Everybody's dead. The winds have blown everything down. The economy is wrecked. We're all doomed. Hi there. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. And it's Sunday, a very wet Sunday, but you know, I'm sure there's high water here and there. You know, in the places that were built way too low, that over 20, 30, 40 years nobody has done anything about. High water is there. Okay, chill out. You know, Lakewood churches, they closed their stuff for today, which means, how is God going to get his money? I'm sure that all the Lakewooders are out there doing good deeds for their... fuck it, they're sleeping in. Help volunteer clean up for their... God, that's so fucking funny. So this week's topic was I Remember When, and we've got lots and lots of stories. We've got Muncie, we've got Jeffrey Fisher, we've got Charlie, we've got Richard, Serendipity, Lizzie, Zach Mann, Tura, Tom, Marsha. Marsha's a new, I'm sure she hears it all the time and hates it. So I'm so sorry. And Norval Joe, and Planet Z. So here are some stories for you to enjoy. I will meet up with you later.
Greetings, Halloweenies, from Munzee. Here, so close to Halloween that I can barely breathe, with another story for you. Ready? Steady? Go. Remember, Remember, by Christopher Monroe. Remember when that one guy tried to blow up Parliament with a cartload of gunpowder? Oh, come on, you remember. Guy pulls up, gunpowder in tow, he's intercepted, nothing explodes, but he's all over the news. People screaming for his execution. It was a whole huge thing. Hashtag gunpowder treason was trending on Twitter and everything. Everyone was sharing stories. No? Are you sure? Huh. Oh, nothing. I was just wondering how that whole thing turned out. After the initial outrage, I kind of lost interest. I guess these sorts of stories get covered differently in the age of social media. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. And so the month comes to a gentle end, Halloweenies. And with it, your nickname. And with that, Halloween. But soon it will be November, Movember, and NaNoWriMo. And that, too, will be amazing. So weep not for me, my friends. Weep not.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher. Here for week 496. Good grief, close to 500 weeks, huh? And the topic is I Remember When. My first story is called One Thing to Agree On. Peter asked his dad for $40 to fill the car. He really wanted to get away from the boring family reunion. His dad replied, I remember when gasoline was $2 a gallon, and you could buy a nice house for $100,000. Peter's granddad replied, That's nothing. I remember when gasoline was 75 cents, and you could buy a nice house for 75 grand. Peter's great-granddad wasn't too mobile any longer, but he still had his memory. In my time, gasoline was a quarter, and a polite young man pumped it and checked out your oil. Oh, and a nice house was $20,000. Peter said, Every generation thinks younger people have it easier. I bet you can't agree on one thing. In unison, all three elders said, Today's music sucks. It's all noise. And my second story is called Common Sense. Brian's parents often fought. If that wasn't bad enough, they tended to use Brian as an intermediary in their battles. Even though both were in the same room, each would direct remarks to Brian. I remember when your mother used to have a hot meal ready when I came home from work. I remember when your father had a good job and could provide for us. I remember when your mother was attractive. There was a long pause after that comment. Brian thought his father might have gone a little too far that time, Well, I remember when your father had the good sense to keep his mouth shut. And my mouth will remain shut for another week. I will be back next week with more stories.
I remember when it was Thursday, for the full day. I remember it came right before Friday, and a little before my favorite day, Saturday. I think I was 2 or 3 months old. My dad was home on Saturdays, and it was the day he threw me up in the air a half dozen times, in the surf, and caught me right before I touched the cold Atlantic. The day my parents decided I should learn to swim was the day that Dad threw me far into the air and let me fall into the water. Since I had swum around inside my mother's womb for 9 months already, I took to swimming in the ocean immediately.
Hi there, everyone. This is Richard, and it's story time. A couple of stories for you on the topic of I remember when. The first is called Back. I remember when I was a kid, addicted to Star Trek, Arthur C. Clarke, Asimov. The future was going to be amazing. Unfortunately, it isn't. Moon holidays, flying cars, teleporters and intelligent robots are still science fiction. We still have to work for a living, iron our clothes, and the same inconveniences we thought would one day become things of the past. The future has badly let me down. However, I have a cunning plan. I'm waiting for Marty McFly and Doc Brown to turn up, and when they do, I'm grabbing a lift back to their future. Not sure about that one. Think it could do with a bit more work. Oh well. Second story is called Grandpa. Back in the day, Grandpa would often take me out into the garden and stand smoking his pipe and reminiscing about the good old days. I remember when this was pasture and farmland, as far as you could see, he'd say with an expansive gesture. Now look at it. Factories, roads, houses filled the view as far as the horizon. That was before the asteroid struck. Now, in the bleak days of eternal winter, I find myself standing in the same spot with my young son. I remember when this was all civilization, as far as the eye could see. Well, there you go. I'm done. Until next week. Goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I remember when I was in school. You used to tease me. You'd steal my homework and bully me in the playground. Do you also remember? I think not. You've almost certainly forgotten me. An inconsequential, unimportant name from the distant past. And nobody. And that suits me just fine. The lack of recognition in your eyes, that blank look you gave me when I introduced myself, work entirely in my favor. Will you remember, Nurse Haven, when you wake up? I don't think you will. But you'll certainly remember what it was like to once possess legs.
Hello, everyone. This is my story for this week. I remember when saving a man's life meant exactly that. People would be praised on TV for stopping someone from jumping off a bridge, or for saving them from a train approaching at high speed. They were true heroes. Nowadays, saving a man's life means nothing of the sort. Anyone can jump off a bridge with little consequences. No one really cares. And there aren't any trains anymore. These days, people are hailed as heroes for saving a dead man's life. Well, they're half dead. Honey, where's the gun? The beasts are at the door again, and they're hungry. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Zach Mann. Grandpa started saying, "I remember when..." "You couldn't wait to love me?" interrupted Joe. "No, that is not what I was saying, and have no plans to love you late at night." Joe said, "Yes, when?" "Was nose guard for our high school football team junior year." "I wasn't talking about the when, kid, just saying that I remember when earworms weren't as cool as Stephanie Maybe's zombie love song, but not as sucky as Baby by the Canadian kid with the funny hair." Joe replied, "Doesn't have funny hair anymore. And the worst earworms were inflicted by Con."
Tura Brazoino here with two stories on the subject, I Remember When. "I remember when it was night with fields around here," said young Tom. He was called young because he was only 80 years old. "I remember when it were wild forests and you could get eaten by boars," rejoined old Tom, young Tom's father. "Youngsters," said great-great-grandma. Nobody knew how old she was. "I remember when it were ice, year-round, a mile thick." "Tell us about the ape men," said little Tom. Great-great-grandma shot him an evil look. "Any Neanderthal was twice the man you'll ever be. I remember when..." I sighed. There was no stopping her now. Story number two. Not really a story, more a contemplation in blank verse. "I remember when the world was young. The knife-sharp air, the mile-high trees, the tides, reciprocating like a giant's breath, so strong one feared the day that he might wake. The empty skies yet pure of any life, the swamps where giant sloths boomed, mate to mate, primeval oceans wherein ichthyosaurs swam, and trilobe-teeming mud condensed to rock. When deep convection drove tectonic plates, which jostling raised the Himalayan peaks, when asteroids combining made this globe, when nuclear fusion first began our sun. But tell that to the young folk of today, and they will not believe whate'er you say."
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I've got a story for you. It's called Nostalgia-tay. I remember when a carton of milk was 3 cents in my high school cafeteria. Of course, this was the 70s, when the dairy industry got major subs. In fact, the whole lunch program was pretty much one big subsidy. I guess they wanted to produce a generation of reasonably well-fed children. My parents wouldn't spring for the paid lunch, so I had to work in the school bookstore. I recall eating an inordinate amount of cookies and lots of tater tots. What you could get for a buck then would cost you $7 today. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of the YA Books Podcast, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 496 with the prompt of I Remember When. You know, I remember when Lawrence was 265 pounds, and I remember when he lost a lot of weight. But that's not my story. Lawrence, keep up the good work. I know sometimes you plateau or actually head back up the weight ladder, but again, you're my inspiration, so get back on it. I know you can do it. And you can tell me to go fuck myself if you want. So, anyway, here's my story. I remember when the backyard was filled with the happy sound of excited puppies. I remember when we used to get dressed up and head out in the dead of night to leave puppies on the porches of unsuspecting new owners.
I remember driving in the microvan with our ears and noses alert to the presence of danger for criminals and the evil they would perpetrate. I remember when the pack leader stopped believing in himself, when his plastic card wouldn't buy us food, and our home was taken away. I wish we could go live with that Bambi woman. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I remember when Dan and I took a day off work and he took a foul ball to the head. And Dan doesn't remember it though. In fact, Dan don't remember much of anything. He just sit there and stared. I could swear he's almost smiling. You could set his hair on fire and he wouldn't do nothing about it. I still take him to ball games. Maybe he'll take another foul ball to the head and wake his ass up. That way he can tell me the combination is safe or die and I can collect the insurance.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of I remember when. I remember when this topic was posted. So, coming up next week. It's next week. Crush. The topic is Crush. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for all the information you need about this podcast. You can post up comments. We've added the like buttons and share buttons back on there. So it can tally up how many of you people are just, okay, you're focusing on writing and recording. That's good. That's good. That's enough. You don't need to comment. You don't need to share. You don't need to do anything but be creative. Hug me. I'm scared. So thank you to everyone who is a part of this. And a little more thanks to those who take the extra effort to share. And, ooh, there's a Janet Jackson concert coming. Living social. I'm not that social. I should just get off of that list. I will see you all next week. Thank you for being a part of this. I can't say that enough. And if I ever did, I mean, that would be the day I die. Oh, and always keep it brief.